Archers for the week 13 to 18 October 2002.
Brian and Jennifer are very worried about Debbie.
Jenny?
Oh, sorry, Brian. What was it you were saying?
I just asked you to pass the milk.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
You're letting your egg go cold.
I'll just have a slice of toast, I think.
Oh, come on, darling. We can't have you going under. The whole place will collapse.
I got up for a glass of water at about 3:30, and Debbie's light was still on. I could see it shining under her door.
Mm. Did you go into her?
No, I didn't dare. I didn't know she'd fallen asleep and left it on. I didn't want to risk waking her if she had.
I see.
I did wonder whether or not to call a doctor.
What for? Sleeping tablets?
No, of course not.
There's nothing physically wrong with her.
I know.
She just needs time.
So you keep saying. But I've never really seen her as bad as this before.
Yeah, no, neither have I.
If I hadn't taken a tray up at dinner yesterday, I don't think I'd have seen her all day.
Mm.
And it's upsetting Alice, too. She's never seen Debbie like this.
Well, don't worry about Alice. I'll talk to her.
And I want to phone Kate, too.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Just so she can, well, be thinking about her sister, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I know what you mean. But I don't think Debbie would want you to bother her.
That's why I haven't done it. But Debbie's always been wonderful with Kate when she was going through difficult times.
Mm, she has indeed.
Oh, I can't bear it, Brian. How lovely, Debbie, looking so drawn and upset.
I know.
I think perhaps I might cancel the website launch on Wednesday.
No, don't do that.
I don't know whether I should be able to concentrate.
You put such a lot of effort into the project.
I'll postpone it then.
Well, it's up to you, of course, Jenny. Well, I think you'd benefit from having somebody to take your mind off it all.
Oh, perhaps. Simon rang again yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping his head well below the parapet, isn't he?
He did say he'd come over.
Oh?
But Debbie refused absolutely to see him.
Have they spoken then?
Oh, no, she won't even speak to him on the phone.
I see.
Oh, I just can't think of what else to do.
There's nothing we can do.
Oh, there must be something.
No, Simon and Debbie are both adults.
But I don't care how old she is. I'm still her mother.
No.
It just makes me so angry.
I understand.
Do you?
Yes, of course I do. I'm angry myself.
Well, then how can you be so calm?
Because it wouldn't do any good to be otherwise. As you said to me on Friday, we must stand back and allow Debbie to deal with this in her own way.
But she isn't dealing with it.
Give her time. She and Simon will sort it out for themselves.
I think I should talk to Simon, hear his side of the story.
No, leave it.
Well, then I'll talk to Brenda Tucker.
Absolutely not.
But if I can get at the truth...
No.
Well, why not? There must be some perfectly innocent explanation.
Yes, of course there will be. But just think about it for a moment. If you start going round the village...
Well, I won't be going round the village, Brian.
All right, if you start asking questions, the next thing everyone will know, Betty and Susan will be gossiping to the world and his wife in the shop. Now, how do you think that'll help Debbie? She'd be mortified.
Oh, well, I didn't think of that.
She's a very private person.
Yes, she is.
You must leave well alone.
I know you're right, of course.
Right about what?
Oh, darling, how are you?
Come and sit down.
Any tea in the pot?
Let me make some fresh. Oh, Debbie. Oh, you look so tired.
Greg, is that you?
Yeah, what's wrong, Will?
Look, this might be nothing, but there's two guys here with lurchers.
Yeah?
Well, they don't look like Sunday morning dog walkers.
Do you recognise their head?
Well, that's what it looks like to me. I can see their van, and it's not someone local.
Can you see the number?
No.
Look, I'll come over. Don't do anything. Keep out of their way.
Well, I've left the Land Rover in the gateway. They're right next to it. Hang on.
What's going on? Will?
They've opened the door. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Just leave it, Will. Stay out of it.
Meg, come here.
Meg, get over.
Meg, heel! Heel! Oh, you pack it in! Hey! Meg! Meg.
So I'll crack on with the linseed and see you at lunchtime.
Oh, Lord.
Brian Aldridge?
How dare you?
What? Who is this?
As if you didn't know. How dare you tell Debbie about seeing me and Brenda Tucker?
Simon, I most certainly did not tell Debbie anything of the sort.
Oh, really? Then why are y'all blocking every attempt I've made to get in contact with
Look,
her?
Simmer down.
Simmer down?
Yes, because I'm in the kitchen. And it would be in both our interests to speak civilly.
So how did she find out if it wasn't you who told her?
How is irrelevant. The fact is that clearly she did find out. What I suggest you do is pull yourself together, sharpish, and do something about the situation.
Let me talk to Debbie.
That is exactly the opposite of what you should do.
I need to explain.
You need to offload Brenda Tucker. Unless you want your marriage to fall down around your ears.
And I bet you can hardly wait.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Look, Simon, listen to my advice and sort things out your end.
Brian!
And meanwhile, if you really behave yourself, I'll talk to Debbie and try to persuade her to see you.
I've got to...
You're going to have to trust me, Simon. You've got no choice.
Do you think she's okay? Let's have a look at her.
Shh.
Let's see. Good girl. Good girl. You don't think they caught her with the van? No. One of them just kicks her away as he slammed the door. Oh, she's well clear of the wheels.
She doesn't seem too bad.
I just think I'll take her over to Alistair's, though, just to make sure.
Yeah, probably a good idea. So, you think they're out coursing, do you?
Well, look like it to me. Two blokes coming out of the field with a couple of lurchers.
Well, you didn't see any hares?
Well, I got it just as they were coming away. I'll come back later, see if there's any evidence. When I've seen to me.
Well, I can have a look around before I go.
Yeah?
You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Had some bottle approaching them on your own like that.
Didn't think about it at the time.
I'm not too sure it was very clever.
I just wanted them off the land, away from the birds.
Anyway, well done.
Got a bit worried when one of them started waving a stick.
Yeah, you're lucky it was just the windscreen you smashed.
Yeah, I know. I was shaking when they'd gone.
I'm surprised.
I'm glad you got here so quickly.
So am I. But in future, you're better off coming to report to me first, OK?
Yeah, OK.
That's your copper. You could go back to the cottage, let you recover a bit.
No, thanks. I'll go over to the stables and get Meg checked out.
Right. Meantime, I'd better get on to the police.
I've brought you some breakfast.
No thanks, Mum.
Perhaps just tea and toast, then?
Yeah, just tea.
I bought some lovely jam at the flower and produce show.
Mum, my stomach's in knots, really. I'm just not hungry.
Oh, I know. Oh, I'm sorry. Gran was asking after you yesterday.
You haven't told her.
And it was very awkward.
Oh, Mum.
No, I didn't say anything.
Good.
I thought it best to try and sort things out, and then no one need know.
Thank you.
Alice was asking me if I thought you'd like to go out riding with her.
Mm. Yeah, that was sweet of her. I can't.
A bit of fresh air would do you good.
No, I can't face it.
Well, if you don't want to go out with Alice, perhaps you and I could stretch our legs.
Mum, please. I just don't feel like it.
Well, how about giving your father a break later on and taking over from him on the tractor?
Please, Mum, I'll come down later, I promise.
Yes, I do understand. Oh, I just don't like to think of you lying up here alone going over and over what's happened.
Mum, I don't know what to do.
Oh, Debbie. Oh, my darling.
Can I come in?
Oh, Brian.
Yes, it's okay. Yeah, come in, Dad.
Your mother's on the phone, Jenny.
Mum.
Oh, it's okay. Is it urgent?
It's about a lift into Borchester's at church, I think she said.
Oh, I'd better take it. I'll come straight back, darling.
Oh, aren't any tissues left?
Here, have my hanky.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Will it be okay if I sit down?
Yeah, of course.
Good grief. Look at your waste paper bin. British paper industry is doing well out of all this. I shall have to invest in some shares.
Oh, Dad.
Not in the mood for any of my little jokes.
Not really.
Oh, cut me. Your mother's very worried, you know.
I know.
She worries that you're awake all night and then she can't sleep herself.
I just keep turning it over and over in my mind. You know, the phone bill. Hearing Brenda Tucker's message when I tried the number.
What were you doing with Simon's phone bill?
Well, I opened it by accident. We both get itemised bills.
I see.
If I'd never opened it, I'd still be... I'd be going around blissfully unaware that behind my back you...
But that's just it, darling. You don't know he was doing anything, do you?
Come off it, Dad. This is Brenda Tucker we're talking about. I mean, you haven't forgotten how she split up Auntie Lillian and Scott, have you?
Oh, that was completely different. Scott was only ever going to stay around to sponge money off Lillian.
Yeah, but it was Brenda Tucker who split them up.
Let's look at the facts. All you know for sure is that he rang her a few times.
More than a few.
All right. But for all you know, she could have developed some kind of crush on him. He was merely returning her calls.
Oh, what, like the true gentleman he so obviously is?
As a considerate person and her tutor.
Dad, it's night school. The course is barely up and running. I mean, how many problems with her work can she be having?
I'm simply presenting the facts. I'm just trying to help you, darling.
Yeah, I know.
He rang a little while ago.
He's up early.
Well, perhaps you can't sleep either.
Good.
Why don't you speak to him, eh?
No.
Put both of you out of your misery.
No, I can't. Not yet.
Try.
How can you even suggest such a thing? I mean, what is all this?
Well, what?
You hate Simon. You've always hated him. You refused to come to my wedding. That's how much you hated me marrying him.
Yeah, well, that was true, but it's in the past. But seeing you together, I've come to accept that he does make you happy.
Did.
And that I was wrong.
But I don't think you were.
Well, look at it this way, then. You owe it to yourself and to your marriage to see Simon.
No.
To at least talk to him, then, and sort things out.
There's nothing to say.
Well, when you do, you'll see that in all probability, Brenda Tucker had a silly schoolgirl crush on Simon. And that's all there was to it. Simon's had his wake-up call. Now see him and sort things out.
At Nightingale Farm, Hayley is beginning to feel the strain.
Phoebe, hurry up and I'll finish your breakfast.
Where did I put that form?
My little square. This form might fit on. And that on space there. I'll probably draw around this.
Yeah, well, put that pencil down and eat your cereal. We have to call in a margin before we set off with a tea and toast.
I'm making it for a banana cup.
Oh, there's that dratted form. Oh, the toast. Oh.
Yeah, the bumblebee nose for the banana.
Phoebe.
I'm making and I'm busy.
Yeah, give me that pencil now. Look what you've made me do. It's not funny. You better come to the sink quickly. Let me sponge that milk off your jumper. Oh, look at the time. We're going to be late.
And did William get the registration number of the van?
Unfortunately, no. Oh. He did have the presence of mind to look, but he said it was splattered with mud, so he couldn't make it out.
Yeah, pity. Could he give the police a description?
Well, it was just a common garden white box van. Rust patches, name on the side painted over.
Yeah. Did he see the men?
He only got a good look at one of them. The other one got straight into the van.
Oh, it never rains that it pours.
Sorry?
Nothing. But do you think they'll be back?
Oh, you're asking.
Well, you'd both better keep your eyes peeled. And if either of you see or hear anything suspicious, best get straight on to the police.
No problem.
And I don't want either you or William taking any risks, because these people can be violent.
Yeah, I heard of one case where they warned the farmer they knew what kind of car his wife drove.
Exactly my point. How is William?
Well, a bit shocked now he's had time to take it all in. But he'll be fine.
Good. Glad to hear it. And the dog all right?
Yeah, she'll be okay too.
Good. Well, I'm off to check the beat.
Yeah, what about the windscreen on the Land Rover?
Do I have to think of every little thing?
Well, no.
Just get it fixed and put in the claim.
Right.
See you later.
Miss Rolledge.
What now?
Just before you go, it's about the shoot.
What about the shoot?
We're only a couple of weeks away from the start of the season.
I'm aware of that.
Well, some of the dates haven't been finalised.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Apart from anything, I need to get the beaters and the pickers-up organised.
The problem is, I don't know myself yet. You'll just have to leave it with me a bit longer, I'm afraid.
But look, Mr. Rolledge.
As soon as I know, I'll tell you, all right? Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got other things to think about.
Go away, Simon. Just go away.
Debbie, it's me. It's Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth, just a minute.
Can I come in?
Yes, of course. Oh, can you manage?
Just about. Jennifer sent me up with these little pastries.
Yeah, I thought I could smell baking.
Just trying out some new recipes for Wednesday, I think.
What?
The archive website launch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor Mum.
You've had more important things on your mind.
Mum told you.
But only me. It's okay.
What has she said?
Just that you needed some space from Simon.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
And that she was worried about you.
Yeah, I know she is.
I think she thought that perhaps it would be easier for you to talk to a friend.
Oh, poor Mum.
Well, I thought I'd come over in case you needed a shoulder to cry on. Or a nudge in the ribs, or both.
Right. I just don't know what I need.
Well, I'm getting to be a very good listener these days.
Thanks.
But I shan't pry into anything you don't want to tell me.
I just don't know where to start.
Tom! Tom!
Hang on!
Got some great news.
Helen's emigrating.
Don't be facetious.
Chill out, Dad. It was only a joke.
Yeah, well, don't let your mother hear you say anything like that. She's not keen on Helen's living arrangements at the moment, as you know.
But she's been living over at Greg's for ages now, more or less.
Yeah, precisely. More or less. Now it's permanent. It's different.
Only difference, as far as I can see, is she's taken all her junk out of the bathroom. And my Terminator DVD is missing.
Anyway.
So, what was your good news?
Two more decent calves this morning. Both heifers.
Oh, excellent.
And both straightforward calvings.
That's great.
Oh, I can say that again. How's the carrot lifting going?
Yeah, really well. I've just taken another couple of boxes down.
Oh, good. Have the pickers been checking them properly?
As far as I could tell.
You want to keep an eye on them?
I am. But you know what it's like when they're on piecework. Why, are you worried?
Well, I know there's a bit of root fly damage.
Oh, I ran my bloke in Birmingham this morning.
All right. What do you say?
Test sausages will be ready on Thursday.
I thought you'd done all that.
The Christmas sausage mix, Dad. Keep up.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Oh, that's good. What about the bloke with the restaurant chain?
Still waiting. But I reckon if he wasn't interested, he'd have got back to me by now.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, well, I'll go and give the co-op a ring and tell him we've got the carrots ready.
Hayley, let me get you a drink.
I'm okay, thanks.
Hey, have a seat.
Oh, cheers, Will.
Another time, then.
You've forgotten by next time.
Well, like that. Going on the wagon.
Oh, be the day.
No, I'm just a bit busy at the moment.
But you're here now.
Sorry, must have sounded a bit daft. Me saying I'm busy and coming to the pub at lunch.
Quite right, yeah. It's none of my business.
No, I didn't mean that. No, I'm meeting Tom. We've got some things to sort out.
Oh, right.
Actually, we're feeling a bit guilty about Chubba. You know, the Hungarian guy working at Brookfield.
And why guilty?
Well, to tell you the truth, we feel a bit bad about not making much of an effort to get to know him.
Hasn't he been out to a ploughing match with Bert Fry?
Exactly. So we're introducing him to the local club scene later this week. If I can get away for an evening, that is.
Why not keen, then?
Well, he's one of us babysitting these days if we go out in the week. We can't mess Phoebe about now she started school.
Oh, right, of course.
But it's not that as much as...
Sorry, Hayley, am I keeping you awake?
I am so sorry. I'm really rushed off my feet at the moment. What with Phoebe and school and my job and now looking after Marjorie.
How's she doing?
Oh, it's a real shame. It's going to take a while, I think. She's still not able to do that much by herself.
Takes longer if you're older, I should think.
Yeah, well, and it could be months. And I want to help, I really do. She's been so good to me and Roy.
Tiring, though?
Just a bit. She's kind of... got into the habit of eating with us every evening, and the thing is, I only usually cook at nights if Roy's at home.
Oh dear.
Me and Phoebe have our tea at Lower Luxley. I'm sorry, I must be boring you to death.
No, it's fine, honestly. Yeah, oh, there's Tom and Tony. Yeah. Oh. Tony, over here.
Tom,
Hayley's over here too.
I've got one in for you, Tony. Sorry, Tom, I didn't know you were coming down.
Oh, no problem. Me and Hayley have got stuff to sort out anyway.
Yeah, it might be a bit quiet on the ploughman's.
Yeah, I could do with a sandwich or something. Okay. Right, see you later.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
See you.
Right. Cheers, then.
Cheers.
Oh, that's better.
Looks like you were ready for that.
Yeah, just had some bad news about my carrots.
Huh?
Yeah, sent a load off last week. Co-op have just rung to say there's a lot of root fly damage. We can expect a fair few grey darts by the sound of it.
That's going to pull down your price.
Yes, bound to.
You'd be a farmer, eh?
Well, power of the supermarkets, I'm afraid. It's all cosmetic.
I don't know what you can do about it, though.
Oh, I don't know. I might look at the farmer's market again, see if we can shift some of the stuff.
It's an idea.
So much for National Organic Week, eh? And then there's Brian Flaming Aldridge, the man with the Midas touch.
Don't get me started on Brian Aldridge. Mm-hmm. He's that carried away with his overseas farming, he can't keep tabs on what's going on in his own backyard.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I asked him a civil question about shooting dates yesterday. The bloke bots my head off.
Hello, you chaps.
All right, Mr. Aldridge.
Afternoon.
Look, I've taken the liberty of buying you both a pint of Shires. I hope that's okay.
Oh, cheers. Thanks very much.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, pull up a stool.
No, I won't, thanks. No, I'm meeting Oliver Sterling.
Right.
I'll see you both later.
Yeah, see you, Miss Orridge. Is that by way of an apology, do you think?
It's the closest you'll ever get to one.
Right.
OK, if I take this door, Brian.
Oh, I didn't see you there, Tom.
Yeah, me and Hayley are over in the corner with David and Chubba.
Right.
So you don't need this door?
Yeah, take it, take it.
Oh, cheers.
Siobhan, it's me. I'm afraid nothing's been resolved yet. Debbie's still very upset, and I'm up to my eyes in work. I'll try and ring you tomorrow. Bye, darling.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I can imagine.
I've been trying to remember all the conversations Simon and I have had recently, going over them to see if there were any clues.
And have there been?
I don't know. I can't think straight anymore.
It could be just a crush.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, if it were any other girl, I might think that too.
But you haven't anything to prove otherwise, have you?
Well, apart from the phone calls.
And they could be about the coursework or something.
But Brenda...
I can't believe she's capable of repeating that kind of behaviour. She was naive when she had a crush on Scott.
Yeah, she just looks naive and all butter wouldn't melt.
Oh, Debbie.
And I just started thinking, what about that other girl? You know, the harassment charge.
That was dropped.
Doesn't mean it wasn't valid.
No, I
know. And then I wonder if some of it was my fault.
Your fault?
Yes, you know, nagging him, going on and on at him to start a family.
Wanting to have a baby isn't unreasonable.
My work. I mean, we never have any time together.
Nick, that's silly. He knew when he married you were a farmer, and he's big enough to realise it's not a 9-to-5 job.
But living it is different, though, isn't it? All those New Year's Eve spent in the lambing shed, summers working till gone 10 at night, hardly any holidays.
He knew what he was taking on. And surely he works long hours, essays, exams, preparing lectures.
Yeah, but... when I said I wanted us to have a baby, it must have seemed like such a slap in the face, as though I was saying, already I don't have time for you, but now I want someone else in my life.
He's not a child, Debbie.
I just don't know. I don't know what to believe.
You're not thinking straight, that's all.
I just know that I love him. I do, I really love him.
I know.
But I don't want people talking about me and pitying me. I can't stand that thought.
And you've not spoken to him yet?
No, and that's why.
I don't understand.
Because I might want to believe him, but I don't know if I should.
And meanwhile, he keeps ringing?
Yeah.
But he's not been over here since you left him on Thursday?
Well, Mum said he wanted to. I've asked him to keep him away. I'm not ready.
Jennifer agreed to keep him away.
Oh, Mum wants me to talk to him. Even Dad, who can't stand the sight of him, wants me to. Oh, Elizabeth, what should I do?
Joe has more than enough to keep him occupied.
Go on, shoot.
Is that going to be your contribution to the harvest supper?
Oh, no. That's my contribution to the family Christmas dinner. Can't have Christmas without our own turkey.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought of it a little on the small side. I must say, I'm rather envious of the gardens in this neck of the woods.
Very much.
What's that you're doing?
Planting me winter broad beans.
And Brussels are coming on a treat too, I see. Yeah. Cathy's garden is looking very pretty.
Yeah, it is, even though I say so myself.
That's a lovely hydrangea.
Well, I I've been giving that garden some elbow grease and some tender loving care in my spare time.
That's very neighbourly of you.
Well, to be honest, it was the least I could do.
Oh?
After Bartleby got into her kitchen and caused a bit of a rumpus.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, I'm done. Well, not much. So I offered to keep her garden for her to make up, you see.
I'd like to do a little bit of potting up myself, but this wrist is such a nuisance.
It's still hurting, isn't it?
We're not hurting, so much as weak. I feel rather helpless, actually.
Oh, I don't sound like you.
No, indeed, but some days I can barely hold a knife and fork.
What you want is comfrey.
Comfrey?
Nick Bone used to call it. You rub some of the ointment on a sprain or a break and it heals it right as rain.
Oh, yes. I think I've heard that.
You can't beat the old remedies.
Mother Nature's thought of everything.
She has.
You know, Joe, Haley and Roy have been marvellous. Very helpful.
I like to keep young company.
Oh, so do I.
Hey, what keeps you young?
I do miss my independence. I hate being a nuisance.
Very true.
Will you be attending the Ambridge Archive website launch?
Oh, lunch, you see.
it's tomorrow evening.
Oh.
Although I believe Jennifer is put on a buffet.
Oh, you're talking. Will you be there?
Well, I'm not sure about transport.
Well, allow me and Bartleby to escort you in the trap.
Hi, Grandad. Hello, Mrs. A.
Hello, Edward.
Knackered. Did Mum leave me anything to eat?
There's some pie in the fridge, she said.
I'll stick it in the microwave.
And I press on, I think.
I'll pick you up about 7, then, eh?
Thank you, Joe.
What's this? You got a date, Grandad?
Tricky young pup.
What's that?
What's it look like?
Well, I know what it looks like, because it has. What did Mum say?
Well, she don't know yet. How's Baby Spice doing with her calf?
Oh, let me put that pie in the microwave and I'll tell you.
Yeah, you leave them papers on the table alone. Them's your dad's for the tax. Hey, shoot, no, get out of there. Hey, go on, shoot, round the back.
Grandad, is Mum at home?
No, she ain't, William.
Oh, I need her to warm up this meal for me tonight. Em's coming round. What's that?
Yeah, not another one. Hey, shoot, go on.
That weren't it yesterday. Where did you get it from?
Well, never you mind.
Well, what's Mum going to say?
What the eye don't see.
See? How's she going to miss it in the back garden?
I'll think of something.
What are you so worried about? You won't be turning any down once it's cooked.
What message was it for you, Mum?
I wanted to put this meal to heat up, about 6-ish.
What is it? Fish pie?
Get off. Seafood lasagna.
Yeah, fish pie.
Oh, shut up.
Here, give it to me. I'll see to it.
Why don't you cook it yourself for your girlfriend?
My oven ain't got a timer, and I don't know how Caroline's works. Well, I ain't the one still living at home with his mum and dad.
Yeah, all right, you two. You leave it with me, William. I'll see to it.
Sorry.
So, who is Baby's face?
Well, she's doing great. I think she likes me hand milking her. She really trusts me.
You're just trying to wind me up.
It's got nothing to do with you.
She were my cow.
And you gave it a grandad, so butter.
Yeah, all right, that'll do. Now, Edward, you go and get your dinner. Jazz will be waiting for you up at Willow Farm.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Yeah, and you better get back to work and all.
Yeah, I'm going.
And you look after yourself.
Hi, you've reached Home Farm. I'm afraid there's no one here at the moment to take your call, but please leave your name and number after the tone.
Debbie, hi, it's David. I was wondering if...
David, hi. Debbie here.
Ah, hi. I wasn't expecting anyone to be there.
No.
Especially you. Haven't you started on the sugar bee?
Yeah.
What's the matter? Skiving off?
Yeah, sort of. We've got the county advisor coming in tomorrow. I'm getting some stuff ready.
Oh, right. Well, I was just leaving you a message to see if you fancy coming for a drink tonight.
Tonight?
Well, we could do with a chat about the Hassett Hills. You know, start getting our brains into gear about marketing again.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
Oh, I am. It's just...
Or if you wanted, I could come over to Borchester.
No.
We could meet at the Three Tuns.
No, really, no need.
Well, the bullet is then.
Actually, could we make our meeting earlier? Say, in a couple of hours?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not milking, since we've got the most efficient agricultural student walking God's green land.
He said smugly.
So what have you got in mind?
Do you fancy walking the farm with me? I can get my act together for the frag person and we can talk about Hassett Hills.
You're on. I'll see you about 5:30.
That's it, baby. Soon let them cars of yours back in with you.
Hi, Ed.
Oh, Emma, how long have you been there?
Just a couple of minutes.
You're real nice for that cow, ain't you?
Just milking her, that's all.
Yeah, but you really seem to have a way with her.
Oh, she trusts me, don't you, girl? You know, what are you doing up here? A bit out of your way.
Caroline was over at Lower Loxley organising this bank manager's conference with Elizabeth. They're staying over at Grey Gables this weekend.
Well, she got Caroline to give you a lift, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But she had to pop and see Oliver. I'm off to cook Will some supper at the Dower House. Farmhouse grill.
Right.
So, thought I'd see what you were up to while I waited.
Yeah, well, I'm off to meet Jazza as soon as I finish this milking.
You rehearsing tonight?
Yeah, maybe. I can put up with Fallon going on about Chabba all night.
Fancies him, does she?
I mean, what is it with her and foreign blokes?
What do you mean?
She couldn't keep her tongue from tripping up every time she saw that Lucas. I mean, she doesn't have to show herself up.
You're in here, are you?
Will, are you?
No, this is a humanoid I masterminded to do all my jobs for me.
I'm splitting my sides.
Look, I'm going to tell Callan I'll get a lift off you. Okay, Will?
Yeah, I'll see you in a minute. Right, I want to sort this Baby Spice business out.
There's nothing to sort out.
Well, I think there is. Oliver's given you a beef calf.
And?
Well, if you're going into beef farm...
Wait, hang on a minute. One calf. I'm not David Archer.
But you won't be interested in a dairy cow, will you? So, like I said before, when you sell her...
What is this?
So, when you sell her, I want half the money.
Are you on something?
I'm not joking. Baby Spice was mine.
And you gave her to Grandad, who gave her to me.
I want half the money from her sale and the money from one of the calves. It's my share.
That's a lot of dosh.
Whatever. I want that money.
Yeah, no chance. After all the hours and hard work I've spent on looking after her, you can swivel.
I mean it, Ed. I'm not letting this go till I get my share.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
One day, my daughter, all this will be yours.
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, being philosophical, then.
No, I just don't often take the time to enjoy being here, that's all.
Oh, I know. You get tied up with the nuts and bolts sometimes.
Yeah, you forget what you're really doing here.
Is this... too many hours slaving over a hot computer and filling in bits of paper?
Oh, I just had no energy, that's all.
Not on your own. Every time I sit down in front of some interminable defra bump, the will to live just seeps out of me like air out of a burst tyre.
Yeah.
Well, that fella's flat as the tyre.
What?
Must be losing my touch. I know I'm not Harry Enfield, but you usually laugh at my jokes.
I'm not finding anything very funny at the moment.
Oh?
I've moved back to Home Farm.
Oh, you've left Simon?
I hope you don't mind, but I don't really want to talk about it. I just wanted to put you in the picture, that's all.
Yeah, sure.
And I know you and Ruth won't say anything to anyone.
Listen, we hardly get off the farm these days, but anyway, you know we wouldn't. Oh, that's a bit of a shocker.
Mum and Dad want me to talk to him. They've been really good about keeping him away until I feel I've, oh, I don't know, ready to face it.
I'm really sorry, Debbie. And Ruth will be too.
Thanks. I felt a bit better after I talked to Elizabeth yesterday. Anyway.
Yeah. So, you were saying about the wildlife.
Right, yeah. I was thinking about the hares after what happened on Sunday. Did you hear?
Yeah, Eddie mentioned it. I think he's quite worried. Some of those guys are nasty pieces of work.
Yeah, we've seen lots of hares about just lately.
Yeah?
I was thinking we could maybe do more about field margins. They're great for wildlife. Plus, maybe we could put up a few poles.
We've got a Hungarian, if that's any good.
You know, posts for raptors, owls and so on to perch on.
Oh, right.
Come on. I'll show you the nearest beetle bank. I love you, old Grandy.
How much?
Oh, I don't know.
Enough to do the washing up after supper?
Not as much as that.
No.
But maybe enough to stay over tonight after supper.
Oh, stay over.
Evening. Caroline let me enjoy come straight up.
Grandad.
Gosh, a bit nippy out there tonight.
Joe, how nice to see you.
No, then. You don't mind if I hang me jacket and cap on the radiator, do you?
What do you want to do that for? You ain't taking them off, are you?
Well, don't be cheeky.
As long as they're nice and warm and I put them back on again.
Of course, you do that, Joe.
Emma, was there something particularly you wanted, Grandad? Only we're about to have some supper.
Oh, God, you see there. Farmhouse grill, is it?
That's right, and these sausages are Bridge Farm.
Oh, they smells like sausages used to when I was a lad.
So if you got a message from Mum or something?
No, I drove over to give you your fish pie.
My... oh, seafood lasagna.
Well...
forgot all about it.
You'd planned to cook for me and I'd got all this stuff to cook for you.
That's a shame.
Don't matter. I'd rather have the grill instead of a freezer meal.
Oh, don't worry. This fish pie won't go to waste. I'll warm it up for my dinner tomorrow.
But if it's seafood, you can't really eat it up again.
That sirloin in the frying pan, is it?
Yeah, a very small piece.
Will. But you're welcome to share it with us, Joe.
Come on. Well, that's very kind of you. Oh, just give Clary a ring and tell her I'm staying for supper, then later on I can give you a lift home, Emma.
Hayley is reaching the end of her tether.
Phoebe, will you climb down off the gate? Thank you. You're getting your school clothes dirty.
Shuna came over earlier to apologise about the state of the lane.
Well, there's nothing she can do about all those lorries churning things up. They have to deliver the bricks and whatever. Oh, no!
What's the matter?
Oh, I've forgotten the bread.
I've got some Bath Olivers.
Well, I need it for Phoebe's breakfast anyway. I'll get the potatoes peeled and the vegetables ready, then I'll nip to the shop.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, it's fine, honestly. I've got to help Phoebe collect some autumn leaves for the nature corner.
Hi, Hayley.
Oh, hi, Tom. But Phoebe, will you come out of the lane now? Now, I said.
Hello, Tom. Is there something wrong?
Yeah, look at this. I'm just going to show it to Neil.
What is it? I haven't really got time.
It's a fax from that bloke I went to see. You know, the one with the restaurant chain.
Oh, I picked up the wrong cereal. Phoebe hates these. Sorry, what about it?
Well, he's got some other supplier to make the same quality sausages, he says, for 30% less. Can you believe it?
What a shame. Will you lose this contract?
Tom, can we talk about this later? I've got so much to do.
Yeah, OK.
Thank you.
Oh, look, I meant to say, I'll pick you up at 8. We're not meeting up till 9. Chabba's working late.
Yeah, whatever.
Right, see you later.
Bye, Tom. Now, Hayley, about this hoovering.
Phoebe, will you come down off that gate now? I'm sorry, Marjorie. I promise I'll get round to it.
No. That's not what I meant at all.
Phoebe, your school clothes. Is that what you've done? You silly girl. Sweetheart, I didn't mean it. Honestly, I didn't. Come on.
Is she all right?
Phoebe, your little knee. I told her to climb down, didn't I?
I suspect it looks worse than it is.
Shh, come on, sweetheart. It's all right. Hayley, is it better? Mwah! I'm going to have to wash all these now for tomorrow. Look at the tights.
Perhaps Betty will darn them for you.
Come on, let's go and bathe your knee, Phoebe. I think I'll ring Tom. I'll stop him tonight.
Just a minute.
Oh, Jennifer, good.
Simon.
I'd like to see Debbie.
She's not here.
Where is she? And please, don't try to fob me off again.
She's working.
It's 6 days since she walked out on me, and for those 6 days, you and Brian have been keeping me away from her. Tell me where she is.
You'd better come in.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle of getting things ready for the website launch tonight, so we'll have to be quick.
Yep, fine by me. Now, I need you to tell me why my wife has refused to see me or answer any of my calls.
For goodness sake, Simon, what did you expect? You've been having an affair with Brenda Tucker.
Absolutely not true.
What?
I categorically deny it.
But she found Brenda's number on your phone bill.
She's got it wrong.
You've made over a dozen calls to her.
No, it's a misunderstanding.
You didn't make those calls.
Yeah, of course I did, but they weren't personal calls. I know Debbie thinks they were, but it's not true.
Really?
No. Jennifer, please believe me. I need you to help me here. Please say you'll let me speak to her.
Heavens. What? That'll be Usha with a projector.
Oh, please, Jennifer. I just want Debbie to come back home.
Look, this is hopeless. We can't talk now. Leave it with me.
But for how much longer? I'm desperate to see her.
All right. I'll come over to Borchester after the launch this evening, and it'll be over by about 8:30, and we'll talk then.
The form came yesterday, so I've got to get 5 other farmers to back me nomination.
I must say the group does sound a good idea. The more dairy farmers can do for themselves, the better.
And if I do get the nomination, I'll be able to do something for family farms like ours.
Well, that could be nice.
We'll see.
How's Ben been? I'm afraid he went off. I just couldn't keep him awake. It's the fresh air, I think.
Little monkey. He'll be keeping us awake all night now.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. The teething always seems to be worse at night, whatever I do.
And what about the other two?
Oh, the dentist gave them both a clean bill of health again.
Oh, that's super.
Makes all those rows about saying no to sweets worthwhile, I think.
Hello, Jill.
Marjorie. How nice to see you out and about.
Thank you. What a lovely evening.
How are you?
I'm fine, Ruth. Goodness, your two are growing fast. I just said hello to them.
Oh, and I'd better get them home for something to eat before they get out of the car and ask the grandma for biscuits.
In that case, tell them I'll see them tomorrow when I pop up for the eggs.
OK. Bye, Marjorie. See you later, Jill.
Bye, dear.
She's looking very well. Being a mother suits her.
It does. How's your wrist?
It's on the mend.
Oh, good.
Slow. Very slowly.
I see.
It's still very hard to lift or carry.
That must make life difficult.
Yes, just so it does. Now, Jill, I...
Yes?
But I just had a favour to ask about the church flower rota.
Well, before you go ahead, could I ask you a favour?
Certainly.
You see, this afternoon has been lovely looking after Ben.
Yes, I'm sure.
But between you and me, Marjorie, after being so busy, I find retirement dull.
Oh, I see.
And I've been wondering how I might put my time to good use. I like to keep busy, you see.
Well, of course you do.
So I thought I could occasionally go shopping for people, when I'm going to the supermarket anyway, or to Borchester.
Oh, for those without cars.
That's what I thought. The bus service is almost non-existent.
Well, I think it's lovely of you, dear.
So anyway, I thought perhaps I'd try it out on a couple of people I knew first, just to see if it works.
And you'd like me to be a guinea pig?
If you wouldn't mind.
Indeed not. Thank you, Jill. That's very thoughtful.
I might try taxi service next and give lifts to Jennifer's website launch.
Oh, I shall be arriving there in style this evening.
Gosh.
Joe's taking me in his trap.
Sorry about dashing off like that.
That's okay. Did you find it all right?
Oh, I did. You can't beat a downstairs toilet.
Use your wine back.
Oh, I'll just top it up. Hey, what's the sheet you need?
Jennifer's going to project the website pages onto the walls so we can all see them.
Oh, right. Oh, these little prawn pastries is very nice.
Have you tried any of Jennifer's samosas yet?
The samu?
Spicy vegetable triangles. Or maybe you don't go for spicy food.
Oh, I like all kinds of food. British, foreign. Here, I'll take that seafood pie thing made with pasta I had for my dinner today.
Jennifer, everything ready?
Yes, and I think almost everybody's here who was invited. And some who weren't.
I had to come to give Mrs. A a lift.
Oh, it's no problem, Joe.
And Joe's here to represent the Silver Surfers, aren't you, Joe?
Oh, that's very interesting, this website archive.
Right, everybody. Now, if you could all sit down.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, Usha has very kindly lent us the projector, which I've connected to the computer. So, here we go. This is the Ambridge Archive homepage.
Are you all right, Joe?
Just a bit of gut shake, that's all.
Now, as you can see, on the left of the screen, there's a list of all the galleries. Mm-hmm. Leisure interests such as the village fete, the cricket team, and the ball. The speed of downloading will depend on your own computer, of course.
Right.
Jennifer, have you put on any pictures of the village football match?
Yes, I have, and I'll click onto that page in a minute. And if you scroll down, you can read and study all the information.
It's very good, isn't it?
Must have taken an age to put together. I'm impressed.
Me too. What do you reckon, Joe?
Oh, dear.
And the social history pages of the Ambridge Archive include things relating to the development of the village.
Ooh.
The construction of the bypass, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the cyber galleries relating to farming.
Ah. Joe, you sure you're okay?
And this page shows how an organisation such as Borchester Land can have an influence on the environment.
Oh, look, Joe. Isn't that Grange Farm? Well,
that must be one of your relatives, Joe.
Joe? Excuse me, are you back in a tent?
Oh, I'm freezing in this little top.
They'll open the door soon.
Oh, well, I was in two minds about putting a jacket on, so I must be getting old.
Oh, come here.
Oh, thank you. That's better. How come guys are always so much warmer than us women?
Dunno. More beer to burn off?
Yeah. It's the times like this, Miss Roy.
Yeah. Shame he had to babysit. Where's Kirsty got to?
Hey, oh, she spotted an old schoolmate while you were parking the car. She's just a bit further down the queue. Oh, and Owen from Lower Loxton's here as well with his girlfriend.
Blimey. I saw Chabba's fan club too.
A Fallon?
Yeah. Think she might be out of luck tonight, though.
How do you mean?
Well, Brenda's giving Chabba a lift there and back, isn't she?
Oh, right. Well, no, I've already asked her about Chabba. She said he's not her type.
Really?
Mm.
Looks like he's every girl's type to me.
Yes, well, that just shows how little you know about us of the fairer sex, then.
Cheek.
Sorry about being so snappy with you earlier.
Were you?
Mm. When you were trying to talk about that fax.
Oh, that. Oh, I'm not bothered about that anymore. His lot, I reckon. So, why are we so grumpy then?
I'm just tired. With Phoebe starting school and working full time and then looking after Marjorie.
Yeah, right.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I didn't mind.
Sure.
But now she said Jill Archer's going to help her out by shopping for her. So she says she'll be able to manage from now on.
Oh, sorted.
Except I now feel a bit guilty.
Hayley?
Oh, I know. Oh, hang on, there they are. Brenda, over here.
Oh, good. The queue's moving. Come on, let's give Chabba a really good night.
Right.
Brenda's a silly girl, Jennifer, but she's got a crush on me, that's all. Occupational hazard.
Is that so?
It wasn't wise spending time with her after class.
No.
But everyone has 20/20 vision in hindsight.
Yes, that's true.
Maybe if I'm honest, I do get a little bit of a buzz from these schoolgirl crushes.
I'm sure it can be very flattering.
You know, Jennifer, I've been thinking while I've been in exile.
Oh, it wasn't quite that.
That's how it feels. Perhaps I was subconsciously trying to stave off thoughts of my own mortality. Enjoying being around young people a bit too much. I don't think I'm going to be so carried away in the future.
You're sure?
Absolutely. So won't you help me get Debbie? Won't you get her to talk to me at least?
All right, Simon. Yes, I think I will.
It's Thursday evening and Kenton's plans are beginning to come together.
Kenton, not here. It looks bad for the visitors.
But it's so hard to resist you, Kathleen.
Stop it and concentrate. I wanted to have a quick word about the business plan for the Cyber Cafe.
OK, sure.
And to give you this.
That's an impressive-looking document. Statement of intent, costings. You've even done a cash flow forecast.
Yeah, well, it's a tool to impress your investors. It's got to convince as well as look good.
Kathy, you're a diamond, you really are.
I had some practice when Sid and I were opening the restaurant at the ball.
Oh, well done. That's great.
Oh, and how's the rest of the plan going?
Well, not that well, to be honest. Hmm? I'm a bit ashamed after you've gone to so much trouble with the catering part. But, you know, I've just been so busy. But I have done a few rough notes, so maybe we can work on it together.
Hello, Kenton. Kathy.
Oh, Brenda, lovely to see you. How's the Andrea Catherwood of Radio Borsetshire?
Oh, if only.
What can we do for you, Brenda?
It was Kenton I came to see, actually.
Oh? And to what do I owe the pleasure?
Well, you were telling me about this cyber cafe.
I didn't know you'd discussed it with all and sundry, Kenton.
I haven't.
No, it was just a comment, but I thought since I was over this way, we could talk about it.
Yeah, good idea.
I was thinking an interview when preparations are underway, and then coverage at the launch.
Yeah, definitely.
We don't run adverts, but it would be interesting for our listeners. And it'd be publicity for you.
Yeah, sounds great.
And I know what a great interviewee you are.
Well, now, perhaps you are thinking of the late, great Uncle Cedric.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, sorry to break in here, but I have a lot to do.
Oh, yeah, I better go off too.
OK, well, give me a call and we'll set something up.
OK. Let me know when you've got premises sorted. I can interview you with the alteration work going on, sawing and whatever in the background.
You're on.
All right, see you then. Bye, Kathy.
Bye. She seemed to have picked up an awful lot from a passing comment.
I've got to get the media chatted up. And local radio is just the thing for advanced publicity.
There's a huge amount to get through before we're at the alterations and sawing stage.
You're dead right, as usual.
So let's see what's still to be done.
Well, next is sussing out the local trade.
I thought you were taking care of that.
I've made a start, but I've dropped in at one or two pubs, had a couple of jars.
Oh.
Yeah, but I've just been so busy. Oh, damn.
What?
I should have asked Brenda which pubs the kids hang out in these days.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's not a problem. In fact, I could get in touch with some of my old contacts.
Yeah?
Of course. I don't mind doing that part of the research. You leave it to me.
That tomato sauce smells good, Danny.
Fresh basil makes all the difference.
Lovely. I'm starving.
How's Debbie this afternoon?
Quiet. I sent her over to the 58 acres. Your website launch seems to have been a great success.
Really? Who said that?
Oh, I called in the bull at lunchtime. Sid was saying as much.
That's good. I popped into the shop this morning. Betty told me that Joe Grundy has been going round blaming my buffet for his jippy tummy.
Trust him to find out. Have you invited him?
No, of course not. He claimed to be representing the interests of the Ambridge Silver Surfers.
Oh, yes.
Joe was bragging about their donation of a barrel of cider to the Harvest Supper.
Oh, I'll bet that's only so they don't have to pay full price for their tickets.
It's rather unkind.
Well, you know what they're like.
We've had some excellent donations, though.
Oh, yes?
Oliver's giving a baron of beef.
No, wonderful.
Oh, that reminds me. I'll be over at St. Stephen's on Saturday afternoon with Jill and Susan. We're decorating the church ready for Harvest Festival.
Saturday afternoon? Oh, that's fine.
Janet said she'd bring a bottle of wine and some nibbles.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, no, thanks. Brian, you know I spoke to Simon last night.
Yes. If I hadn't gone straight out after your launch party, I'd have talked you out of it.
Well, I know you were dead set against it.
But darling, they're adults.
Well, I just felt I needed to hear Simon's side of the story.
And what was the upshot of this encounter?
Well, he claimed it was a harmless flirtation.
Isn't that what I said all along?
Yes, but he said he'd just been flattered by Brenda's crush on him.
Exactly. What man his age wouldn't be?
Oh, I'm still not sure. I can't forget Lillian last year. Oh,
nonsense. The circumstances were completely different.
Well, if Brenda had no compunction about ruining one relationship...
You're being very judgmental about Brenda.
Do you really think so?
Yes, I do.
Right. Then I'll go and see her and give her the chance to explain herself.
No, I really don't think that's a good idea. I think you should now tell Debbie what Simon said and leave the ball in her court.
I just want to check that Simon was telling the truth.
But you can't...
Oh, Brian, I'd never forgive myself if it turned out to be a lie and I'd been the one to persuade her to go back.
Let Debbie decide for herself.
No. I'll phone Willow Farm now. I shan't be happy until I've spoken to Brenda face to face.
You don't mind if I observe?
No, not at all, Trevor. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Nigel. So you don't think she's in cuff?
No, afraid not. You'd expect to see the dark patches on the scan, you see, if she were.
And what would that mean?
Was usually indicative of the presence of fluid.
This is a sign the beast is in cough.
Hmm. Oh, dear. And I've been led to believe it was the best quality stuff, too.
Well, the thing is, she's got too much condition on her. Makes them less fertile. You're looking after them rather too well, I'm afraid.
Nigel, there you are.
So it's back to the old treat them mean, keep them keen.
If you want to see her in cough next time she comes into season, yeah.
Well, I've forgotten he was expecting you, Alistair. Hello, Chubber. You're on strike.
I was interested to see the rare breeds.
I mean, invited him over.
I met him and his girlfriend at the nightclub.
Oh, I see. You've got a problem, Nigel.
I was hoping we'd be having a new addition to delight the visitors next spring. But no go.
Right, I'll get rid of these gloves.
Yeah, it is. Wash
my hands.
A newborn calf is such a draw, you see, before everything gets up and running. Anyway, I must get going, so what can I do for you, Kenton?
OK, I'll come straight to the point. I know I've spoken about the cyber cafe to you once before, but we were both, shall we say, you know, three sheets to the wind.
Yes.
But, well, now things have really progressed, and I'm seriously in the market for investors.
No can do, old chap.
But it's an ideal opportunity.
No matter how good it sounds, what I said about our current commitments is true, even though I was a bit drunk at the time I said it.
You may be missing out on a nice little earner.
I'll take that risk.
You sure? Well, OK, well, you won't be in at the beginning, but there may be a chance later on.
Chance to do what?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Nigel! Elizabeth was reading the children a bedtime story, so I didn't want to disturb her.
Oh, did the engineer turn up?
Yes, he did, and the freezer seems to be working okay. I've left Owen replacing the food.
Fine.
Right, so I'll get off then. Kenton, will I see you later?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, if I don't, I'll start typing up some of your business plan notes.
How do you find the time, Cathy?
Time's not a problem when Jamie stays over with Sid. I'll see you later, perhaps, then. Bye, everyone.
Yeah, bye, love. See you. You staying for a drink, Alistair?
Oh, I see. No, I really ought to get back.
Oh, go on, just the one.
What about you, Chubba? You up for a drink?
Well, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, go on then, just the one.
Yeah, I'm sure old Dave can do without his model student for a bit longer.
Great. Well, the more the merrier.
I don't know why we had to meet here. I could easily have come over to Willow Farm, Brenda.
I'm meeting some mates near later.
I suppose it's quiet enough in this part of the pub.
A lot of people go upstairs to watch the band on Thursdays, you see.
Now,
I told on the phone what I wanted to discuss with you.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fuss about nothing.
Really?
Honestly, I met him a few times in Felpersham so I could ask him about what we'd done in the lesson.
Go on.
Well, you know how stupid you feel when you ask something in class and you're sure everyone else has got it? I just wanted to ask him without feeling embarrassed.
What about the phone calls?
I phoned him a few times and asked him questions, you know, about the course. Look, I think he's a brilliant tutor. He knows so much and he inspires you to want to know more yourself.
You don't do yourself any favours, do you?
Good heavens. Didn't expect to find you here, darling.
I am, wasn't
I? Well, I may as well join you. Hello, Brenda.
Hi.
You were saying, Brenda.
I know what you must be thinking, Jennifer, with Lillian and everything, but it's not like that at all with Simon. I haven't done anything with him. He hasn't even kissed me, not even a peck on the cheek.
Is that the truth?
Honest. He's witty and clever, and I do get fed up of being it on by some spotty bloke who's never been past the end of his father's farm. But I'm not having an affair with Simon. It's the truth.
Well, we're very glad to hear it, aren't we, darling?
Look, I'm going to have to go.
Yes, all right.
Bye.
Oh, dear.
Now are you convinced?
I think so.
Think so?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Good. I said there was nothing in it, didn't I?
Yes. Just a schoolgirl crush. I hope.
Here, try some of this, Alistair.
I bet you never told my sister any of these stories.
Here, Shabba, can you try some of the malt?
I don't usually drink so much whiskey.
Oh, go on, get it down, you.
You'll never taste finer, Shabba, old chum. Never, never in a million zillion years. Here, Erin, where's Erin gone?
He's gone out for a fag.
Very, very bad for you, Snakey.
It's not like drink, you see, Chubba. So, come on, Almo. Come on. What else did you get up to at uni, then, eh?
Well, there was this one bloke. Real swat, he was.
Oh, no.
One night, we took him out, got him blind drunk.
Good for you.
And then, while he was asleep, we moved all his furniture and him outside into the quad.
Brilliant.
And then we arranged it just like his room. When he woke up, he didn't know where the heck he was.
Shush, you'll wait, Lizzie.
Don't wake up that dragon of a little sister.
Dragon? She's a clever, lovely, sweet woman.
Oh. Sweet? She is very pretty.
She's the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Oh, she works damn hard, I'll say that for her.
And I love her. With all my heart.
I bet you don't tell her, though, do you?
No, women want it proved to them that you love them.
That's true.
I know what I'll do, then. I'll get a plane to fly over with a long banner saying, Nigel loves Elizabeth.
True.
Now, pass me the phone book.
I've got a better idea. Just wait there, you lot.
Oh, where's he gone?
Mm.
Come on, pass over that bottle, Nigel.
There you go.
Ah, lovely.
This is a very excellent whiskey.
Then I better get back to Shula. She'll be waiting for me, warming up the duvet.
Alistair, honestly.
Okay, here we are. Who's this laundry he's bringing? Has Mrs. Pugsley washed any sheets?
Haven't a clue.
Hey, look at what my sister-in-law wears under the sharp business suit.
Unhand my wife's knickers, sir.
Oh, well done, Al, old lad. Lacey knickers, just the job. Now, is that Lizzie's handbag?
Oh, yeah. Here.
Okay. Chubba, have a look and see if there's any lipstick in there. Okay.
Kenton, what are you doing?
You've got to do the job right, Nige. Here's the lipstick. Okay, now, pass me the knickers and the lippy. You've got a flagpole outside, Nigel, haven't you?
Yeah, on the front lawn.
Right, come on. Let's do it.
No!
It's uncannily quiet this morning at Brookfield.
David? David? David, wake up. Listen.
What? I can't hear anything.
Neither can I.
Ruth got back to sleep, love.
No, I mean, I can't hear anything.
Yeah. It's bliss, isn't it? Ben must have finally dropped off.
But it's 5 past 5.
Hmm? Oh, Lord.
Where are the cows?
Oh, good point.
What's going on?
Oh, they're not in the collecting yard. Chabba must have overslept.
I'll go and wake him. Chabba? Chabba?
Is he getting up?
Keep your voice down, you'll wake the kids.
Chabba!
You don't think he's ill, do you?
This won't do.
His bed's not even been slept in.
Well, where the hell is he?
How should I know? I'm not his mother.
Oh, damn, I'm blessed. Oh. Well, I better go and get dressed. Looks like I'm going to have to do the milking myself this morning.
Don't tell me to calm down, Kenton Archer.
Oi, oi, not so loud, please.
Nigel has got a hangover so bad he can barely squint through sunglasses. And now Owen's rung in sick.
Oh, yeah, now I remember he was, yeah. As a dog.
Shut up, I don't want to know.
No, believe me, you don't.
So, this means I'm going to have to cover for him myself until I can sort something out.
Well, I would offer, but I think frying fish and chopping garlic are the last things I want to be doing.
Oh, don't worry, as if I trust you with any kitchen knives this morning. You're only marginally more used to me with 10 fingers.
Oh, you're too kind.
And I have more important things to do than sitting casualty with a finger on ice in a plastic box.
Hello.
Where did he come from?
Chabba.
Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Kenton.
What on earth are you doing in my office on my sofa?
Chabba, old son, I'd forgotten all about you.
You mean you've been there all night, asleep in my office?
All night? Oh, no. What time is it?
It's 8:30. Shouldn't you be at work?
Oh, David's going to be really angry.
You've got that right, mate.
Yes, and it's all your fault.
Me?
Yes, you. You think I don't know who the ringleader is here?
Well, it won't happen again.
Kenton, for goodness sake, open a window.
Will do.
Oh, I haven't got time for this. I've got a group of bank managers about to arrive and a conference to set up.
Oh, fresh air. Oh, I don't know whether that's better or worse.
Oh, my head is like a watermelon.
Well, it looks like the first of the bank managers have started to arrive.
Have they? Oh, yes. What on earth are they pointing at?
Not a clue. Where did you find those people? And look at her, laughing like a hyena.
What's going on? What on earth can there be outside? It's so funny.
Oh, Elizabeth, Kenton.
What?
Do you remember last night?
Last night?
I'm going outside to see.
With the lipstick and laundry?
Oh, my... Elizabeth, just a minute! Elizabeth, hang on.
Elizabeth,
just a minute.
Elizabeth.
I can explain.
Explain? Explain what? What the hell is that? Kenton, what the hell is my underwear doing flapping from the flagpole?
It was Nigel.
Nigel?
Well, not Nigel as
such, but... he wanted you to know how much he loves you.
Yeah.
By writing N heart E on 3 pairs of my knickers and hanging them outside my home.
We are very, very, very sorry.
Really, really sorry.
You will be. Now get them down. Do you hear me, Kenton? Get them down now. Good morning, everyone. May I welcome you to Lower Locksley? Brought you coffee.
Oh, cheers. Oh, caffeine shot. I needed that.
Oh, I just had a call from Bob Hartley.
Oh, yeah? What did he want?
He's got a Backme nomination for the milking group. That's 2.
Oh, that's great.
And he's given me a few more contract names to try.
Uh-huh. Local?
Fairly. Penny Hassett, Lakey Green area. A couple in Little Croxley.
Are you going to ring them this morning?
I thought I might go over in person to the nearest ones. I feel like it can be more persuasive talking face to face.
Yeah, sure.
So I think I'll ask Jill if she can have Ben for a couple of hours again for me.
Okay. Right. Well, Dad will be up soon to hose down the parlour. I'll drive this lot back up to the field.
Okay. I'll go and put this one down and then I'll check on the calves.
All right. Still no sign of Chabba?
Nope.
I can't understand it. He's been completely 100% reliable up till now.
Oh, here's Elizabeth.
I wonder what she wants.
I'm returning some lost property.
David. Ruth. How can I apologise?
All right, where the hell do you think you've been?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, at least you're okay.
We're running a farm here, Chabba, a business.
I know.
The cows can't wait until you are ready to milk them.
I can't tell you how sorry I am to let you down.
Right, well, let me give you your instructions for the morning, then you can get changed. Have you had any breakfast?
That won't be necessary. Thank you.
Good. Come on, you can tell me what happened later. There's a lot to do this morning.
Where did he get to, Elizabeth? How come you had to give him a lift?
Don't ask, Ruth. I am absolutely furious.
Why? What's he done?
Oh, well, it wasn't just Chabba.
What wasn't?
Well, you know Owen had invited him over to look round Low Loxley.
Yeah, Chabba said he got talking to Owen at the club he went to with Tom and Healy.
So you knew he came over last night?
Well, no, we didn't know where he got to.
Anyway, he got caught up in some silly drinking games, led, I'm sure you can imagine, by Kenton.
Right, so he drank too much to drive back and stayed over?
Oh, no, that would be too straightforward. What actually happened was that they all got absolutely legless, Chabba included.
Really?
And he slept on the sofa in my office.
He didn't.
And this morning, while I was tearing Kenton off a strip, Chabba popped up like a jack-in-the-box on the sofa and scared me half to death. You don't seem to be taking this very seriously, Bruce.
Well, I am. So you were saying Chabba gave you a fright?
Well, that's not the half of it. Then, out of the office window, I see some of the conference delegates arriving.
The bank managers?
For the life of me, I couldn't imagine why they were grinning like Cheshire cats and pointing towards the house. Well, that's until I went outside.
And what was it?
Three pairs of my best designer knickers, hanging like flags on a ship in full view of my clients.
Believe it.
Oh, neither could I. And what's more, Kenton had absolutely ruined my best lipstick, drawing an N on one pair, a heart on another, and an E on the third.
Nigel loves Elizabeth.
Ruth, I thought you were more sympathetic.
I am. I'm sorry. It's just so funny.
What's so funny?
Oh, Ruth, don't you dare.
They all got drunk last night, knowing Elizabeth knickers outside Lower Loxley.
Ruth?
No.
Blowing in the wind they were for all the world to see.
What, your knickers? Are you letting them get up to at Lower Loxley these days?
I can't see what you find to laugh at.
I'm sure you can't.
A lot of grown men, twice Chabba's age.
Oh, dear.
Alistair was there too, you know. I rang Julia this morning, told her to give him a ticking off. Actually, she didn't take it seriously either.
And Alistair asked me to pass him something out of his bag. You should have seen his face when I reached in and fished out a pair of black lacy knickers.
Knickers?
Yes, knickers. Well, I didn't quite know what to say, and he went bright red.
Good heavens. Here's a coffee, Debbie.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Well, I could tell from his expression he was frantically searching for a reason why he would have a pair of black lacy knickers in his bag.
Well, I assume they were Shuler's.
Elizabeth, apparently.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, he'd been over to Lower Loxley last night, and with Nigel, Kenton, Chabba and Owen, one drink turned into rather a session.
Oh, well, with Kenton in charge.
And he'd raided the tumble dryer, written Nigel loves Elizabeth in red lipstick on three pairs of white knickers and hung them from the flagpole outside.
Elizabeth must have been livid.
Yeah, just a bit. So I think it's pretty safe to assume that either Kenton or Nigel had hidden the black pair in Alistair's bag.
Oh, like a couple of silly adolescents. Will they ever grow up?
I expect they'll keep a low profile for a while. I can't see it lasting.
Oh, looking a bit brighter today. Did you sleep any better last night?
Well, not really. It's probably work.
Yes, the fresh air.
In fact, I'd better finish my coffee and get back to it.
Oh, don't rush off, darling. I thought we might have a little chat.
Oh, Mum.
I went to see Brenda Tucker last night.
You did what?
I had to.
No, you didn't.
I'm not interfering, Debbie, but on Wednesday evening, Simon was begging me to plead his case with
you. I bet.
But I wanted to be absolutely certain of all the facts before I promised.
How could you?
What?
How could you take his side, knowing how I feel?
Darling, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I can't believe you've swallowed everything he told you, and now you're acting as his advocate.
No, I haven't. It's not what it's like at all.
Well, that's how it looks from where I'm sitting.
All I've ever wished for you to be happy.
Oh, I know you have.
I would never take Simon's side against you.
I know.
And I would certainly never back him if I had any doubts whatsoever about the truth of what he told me.
I don't know what to think anymore.
I know.
We're going round and round in circles.
I do understand you.
I just can't think straight.
Well, don't think anything for the moment. Just, please, just listen to what I have to say.
Okay, I'll listen.
First of all, Simon admits that he was stupid to be flattered by Brenda's attentions.
Does he?
Yes. He realises he should never have agreed to meet her alone after the evening classes.
Well, he's got that right.
And that for all kinds of silly reasons he did meet her, and she must have got the wrong idea.
So he says it was she who jumped to the wrong conclusion and he's as white as the driven snow.
Oh, he's not blaming her. But Simon's a charming man and... Well, it's quite natural that somebody of her age and limited experience would fall for somebody like him.
And is this what she said too?
Yes. She described him as as a wonderful, inspiring teacher. And it's quite clear she admires him enormously.
Just admires him.
It happens all the time in these kinds of circumstances, the schoolgirl crush.
It's hardly a schoolgirl.
But she is very young and naive.
Maybe.
Darling, it's the price you have to pay for having such a charming and good-looking husband. Mm. Look at our marriage. The path hasn't always been smooth for us. But our relationship's weathered this kind of storm, and it's made it even stronger. A sound marriage like yours and Simon's can do the same.
Can it?
Yes. Well, at least talk to him. See him and hear for yourself what he's got to say.
I don't know.
Oh, please, Debbie. Whatever the outcome may be, promise me you'll at least talk to him.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazio, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.